See, there we go.
Okay, I've never done a PowerPoint presentation at church before, so I will have pictures for you guys. Yeah. Okay, so it's very encouraging to see all of you here. I thank you for coming out, most of you, for a second time. It's very encouraging to see all of you. So, I actually have my outline on my phone, so if you see me looking at my phone, I promise I'm not playing. Alrighty, so tonight we're going to be talking about my trip to Israel in 2017. So, you know, I'm sure you know him. He's always putting pictures of us on the screen, so I figured we'd do it to him. So the trip we took, not this last June, but the June before that in 2017, was truly phenomenal. It was the best vacation I've ever had. But it was one of those things that you'll never forget. And so, as we go through these cities, I'm going to have three cities. I'm going to have, well, not cities, areas. So Beth Shean, depending on who you talk to. And then we'll have Mount Carmel, and we will have Caesarea Maritima. And I'm going to have a scripture for each one, and we're going to go through each one. So, starting out, before we even get into them, I want you to, every time you see the picture, every time you see the stonework or any structures, you have to remember that the people back then, the some upwards of 2,500 years ago, had to build those with their hands. They were very laborious, thousands of slaves, I'm sure, to build all these structures. And so it's jaw-dropping, because that's a lot of work. So, starting out, will you please turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel. In 1 Samuel, we'll be looking at chapter 31. Since we have a lot of reading tonight, I'm not going to do a ton of commentary on the passages themselves, because it's all pretty self-explanatory. So, 1 Samuel chapter 31, starting with verse 1. Now the Philistines were fighting against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. And if you look, that is that mountain right there, or hill. Okay, and then verse 2, and the Philistines overtook Saul and his sons, and the Philistines killed Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. I should, quick note, I'm not going to pronounce all these correctly, because they are kind of funky. Verse 3, and the battle went heavily against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was badly wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor bearer, draw your sword and pierce me through with it, lest these uncircumcised come and pierce me through and make sport of me. But his armor bearer would not, for he was greatly afraid. So Saul took his sword and fell on it. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died with him. Verse 6, thus Saul died with his three sons, his armor bearer, and all his men on that day together. And when the men of Israel who were on the other side of the valley, with those who were beyond the Jordan, saw that the men of Israel had fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they abandoned the cities and fled. Then the Philistines came and lived in them. And it came about on the next day when the Philistines came to strip the slain that they found Saul and his three sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. And they cut off his head and stripped him of his weapons and sent them throughout the land of the Philistines to carry the good news to the house of their idols and to the people. And they put his weapons in the temple of Ashtaroth, and they fastened his body to the wall of Beth-shan. Verse 11, now when the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard what the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men rose and walked all night and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Beth-shan, and they came to Jabesh and burned them there. And they took their bones and buried them under the tamarisk tree at Jabesh and fasted 7 days. And so, just a quick recap. Saul loses in a battle against the Philistines. Him and his three sons died. Their bodies are hung up on this mount, on a wall, and they are, oh well, you know the rest. They were taken off, and then their bodies burned and buried. Looking at this place, on our tour, we walked for over an hour through here. They took a group up the stairs. I unfortunately didn't do that. I wanted to see all the stonework and all the columns and everything. He was up there with his sons. But it was amazing to be able to go through the landscape and to see the type of culture that they lived in and the area that they were at. I'm not sure what the temperature would have been back then, but when I was there, it was 104 degrees all day that day. So it was a little rough. And so think about how the men walked day and night to get to Saul and his sons, their bodies. That would just be so difficult to have their armor, to have their weapons, and walk all day, all night to get there. It really puts things in perspective for me to look at that. And so, actually, if you look, one quick note. These stones, some of them are cracked. I don't know if you can see that from way back there, but they're cracked, and that's because they took the ones that were, they'd seen how they'd fallen, and they put them back up to give you an accurate representation of how they would have looked back then, which is really cool. I really enjoyed this site. So now turn with me over to the book of 1 Kings. We're going to be looking at Mount Carmel. 1 Kings chapter 18. If I can get there myself. In 1 Kings, I will be looking at chapter 18. First Kings 18, starting with verse 17. 18:17. Okay, I am there. It came about when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said to him, "Is this you, you troubler of Israel?" And he said, "I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, because you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and you have followed the Baals. Now then send and gather to me all Israel at Mount Carmel, together with 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah, who eat at Jezebel's table." So Ahab sent a message among all the sons of Israel and brought the prophets together at Mount Carmel. And Elijah came near to all the people and said, "How long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him." But the people did not answer him a word. Then Elijah said to the people, "I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Now let them give us two oxen, and let them choose one ox for themselves and cut it up and place it on the wood, but put no fire under it. And I will prepare the other ox, lay it on the wood, and I will not put fire under it." And so now this is kind of repetitive, so I'm going to skip down a little bit. So verse 26. Then they took the ox which was given to them, and they prepared it and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, "O Baal, answer us." But there was no voice, and no one answered. And they leaped about the altar which they made. And it came about at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, "Call out with a loud voice, for he is a god. Either he is occupied or gone aside, or is on a journey, or perhaps he is asleep and needs to be awakened." So they cried out with a loud voice and cut themselves according to their custom with swords and lances until the blood gushed out from them. And it came about when midday was past that they raved until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, but there was no voice, no one answered, and no one paid attention. Verse 30. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come near to me." So the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Israel shall be your name." So with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench around the altar, large enough to hold 2 measures of seed. Then he arranged the wood and cut the ox in pieces and laid it in the wood. And he said, fill four pitchers with water and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood. And he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. And the water flowed around the altar, which he also filled the trench with water. Then it came about at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that thou, O Lord, art God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God. Then Elijah said to them, seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape. So they seized him, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and slew them there. This is a really interesting passage, and there's a lot here. Unfortunately, we aren't going to have the time to go through that. But This is the view from Mount Carmel. This is looking, east. This is looking east. There's, I don't know if you can see that. It was a little hazy when I took this picture, but at the very end, that's the border of Israel. And just thinking about how there was 450 men, 450 prophets of Baal, and then there was one Elijah. And he must have been, I would have been, completely terrified. Just standing there with my altar and them, 450, that's so many people, just standing there, staring down at me. And it didn't matter because Elijah had the faith that he needed and they didn't. And so what I want us to think about in this passage is how much faith he had and how much faith they had in their God. So now, to close, we're going to go to Caesarea Maritima. Turn with me to Acts 23. Acts chapter 23. Okay, in the book of Acts, chapter 23, starting with verse 31. 23:31. So the soldiers, in accordance with their orders, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. But the next day, leaving the horsemen to go with him, they returned to the barracks. And when these had come to Caesarea and delivered the letter to the governor, they also presented Paul to him. And when he had read it, he asked from what province he was, and he learned that he was from Sicilia. Did I pronounce that right? Cilicia, excuse me. And he said, I will give you a hearing after your accusers arrive also, giving orders for him to be kept in Herod's praetorium. I'm so sorry, I forgot to change that. There's a picture right here of, there's Larry actually right there. Second time. This is right here, the foundation in which Herod's palace was laid. This is the Mediterranean Sea. That wasn't there. and so the water's really blue, as you can see. But right here, this is, again, the picture. There's a fisherman, actually, right there. I don't know if you can see that. But right over here, it comes back, there's sets of columns, and then there's a little area where they believe that Paul, that's where he stayed, by Herod's palace. And so it's amazing to be able to see all the different areas, the different things that were going on back then, and the faith that they had in their God, Old Testament and New. And so, in conclusion, we're going to close with Deuteronomy. Turn with me one last time. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31 and verse 6. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. He has so much faith in us. He loves us so much He loved us so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross for our sins. So the least we can do is love Him and be faithful and righteous to Him back. If you feel like you haven't been faithful enough to Him, or you feel like you haven't gone the way that He would have you to go, so let Him have His way with thee. Would you please stand as we sing our final song?